This is episode number 2304 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, September 29th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
This is not a drill.
Not a drill.
This is not a drill.
Not a drill.
Hugh Jackman will be back as Wolverine in Deadpool 3.
Whoa. No kidding.
Ryan Reynolds made the announcement via his social media Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, man. That is
only Ryan Reynolds can do it.
Awesome. Oh, my God.
So in the video, seated on his couch, Ryan says, "We need to stay true to the character, find new depth, motivation, meaning every Deadpool needs to stand out and stand apart."
Oh, it will.
"It's been an incredible challenge that has forced me to reach down deep inside."
Deep.
"Hey, Hugh, you want to play Wolverine one more time?" So he asks that, and then Hugh Jackman walks into the back of the spot.
Of course he does.
"Yeah, sure, Ryan," he replies. Wow. So the Wolverine challenge has been part of the Deadpool dialogue forever.
Forever. And, you know, the thing is they have the opportunity to regenerate stuff.
Of course.
You know, both of them do. So, interestingly, that the whole deal was, would Wolverine beat Deadpool in a fight? And it doesn't really matter, because you can beat the crap out of each other and they're still going to regenerate.
Kind of like a soap opera character.
And here's the other thing. Spoiler alert, at the end of Deadpool 2, doesn't Deadpool give up being Deadpool and go off to heaven to be with what's-her-name? His woman? Or maybe they turn him away at the gates. Maybe. I doubt they're going to keep him at the gates. That character? No. No.
So now Disney Marvel will bring Deadpool into the...
Oh, that's right! It's Disney!
Disney Marvel into the family fold as part of the MCU...
I hope.
And even with its R rating,
okay, good,
which is a departure for Disney Marvel.
Yeah.
While always a Marvel character, Deadpool was owned by 20th Century Fox until Disney bought them in 2019.
So this is the thing I think everybody was worried about. If Deadpool is taken over by Disney, would they Disney-fy it a little bit like they did Marvel? And so it sounds like they're going to let Deadpool stand. I don't think that Ryan Reynolds would do another Deadpool if he couldn't remain true to the character.
They can't.
Which means he's got to be filthy,
potty-mouthed
as all get-out.
you can't change it in the middle of the stream.
And I guess this is the thing that Disney is doing. I understand, by the way, that Disney Plus is going to start showing more adult content, and they will, of course, say that it's whatever.
Uh-huh.
And they've been trying to push this off on Hulu for a while, but Hulu's up in the air. They may sell it.
Oh.
I mean, you know, just like Warner Brothers, they don't need two streaming services.
No, they don't.
That's kind of the deal, although Disney does make a little money off of both. But anyway, this is awesome news. This is awesome news. Can't wait. Deadpool 3 with Wolverine. Oh, and he better be more than just a cameo, man. Better be more than just a cameo. You hear me, Hugh Jackman? You hear me?
Well, you need to be talking to Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he's going to have to share some. He's going to have to share some coin. That's the deal. Because Hugh Jackman comes at quite a price, from what I understand.
I'm sure he does, because he's Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
And he can.
And he can.
Those Australians, man, they're not cheap. Well, Kim was on Kelly and Ryan this week, and she said, "I did say before, maybe I should try and date a doctor or a scientist or something."
Or something.
So a bunch of attorneys and scientists and doctors.
Well, yeah.
They've reached out.
Oh, have they? Wow.
They have. I mean, we talked about it.
Have you talked about this?
Yeah,
because, you know, doctors and lawyers and such.
Doctors and lawyers.
I can see that.
Hey, there's a song about that.
I know, right?
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be a Kardashian.
Kardashian, that's right. No, seriously, I think that that's a smart move on her part. So she's been inundated with suitors.
Evidently. Yeah. However, she did go on and to admit, "I'm not ready yet. I'm just not ready.
Not ready. Okay.
See how she got kind of animated there.
She did.
You know, she wasn't ready to jump into the dating world.
Well,
I'm not looking for anything. Well, I think I just really need to be myself and focus on finishing law school kids.
Yeah, you know, that's true. She's kind of a frying pan fire situation since Kanye. She jumped out of that fire.
Polar opposites.
Yep, and then she went right on to Skeet, or Pete. And then something. We don't know why they split up yet. We're still, what the hell?
Well, he's still party boy.
I got that. And they say it was because of the distance, and it was because of their schedules. And I get it.
Well, she was a little old for him. I mean, really.
Well.
No, actually, she probably wasn't old enough.
She wasn't old enough for him,
I think.
Right? Because he's been known to date much older women.
Yeah.
And there's something to that, I suppose.
The list does not make itself. The notches in the bedpost.
Oh,
don't
for Pete.
Notch themselves.
Well, but you know, we also know that there was some BDE about that too. So, you know, it's like,
well, he feels that he has a lot to share.
And so he's not going to tie himself down to just one shareable.
No.
One shareable.
He has places to go, women to meet,
people to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So when Kim said, she said when she does eventually decide to start dating again,
yeah,
she wants something really chill and definitely
really
couldn't
chill.
Be going out with someone in public.
Oh, no, that makes sense. That makes total sense. And now, if she can get away with not having a public relationship for a little while, that would be great, I'm sure.
But see, I find that ironic.
Why is that?
Because her life is in front of the camera.
Well, I get that, but I mean, don't you think that they have started to mature a little bit?
Well, it does actually make sense.
Yeah.
Because if she's dating someone who's out of the public eye,
yeah,
this is the person who can actually take the selfies for her.
Well, there's that. Maybe she.
He doesn't have to be in the shot. He's
get
not going to be
a selfie taker.
He's not going to be hogging for camera time.
And go ahead and get with a selfie taker who also does good airbrushing. And then
so it'll be like another
handled.
Personal assistant,
well, there
basically.
You go. But then with benefits. Personal assistants with benefits.
Right. Yeah.
With our apologies to Mila Kunis and wasn't that the name of the movie she was in? And Halle Berry.
Oh my goodness.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.